This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is 4:45. Clerk, what's your name? Kat. Kat's filling in for John today. John's sick. Sorry, Kat. If you could please call the roll. Can you use the microphone? Sick. Her baby boy.
Sorry.
Is it not on? Just yell into it. See if it. Yeah. Excused. Last name? Unexcused.
Start counting.
Unexcused.
Which
it's Jacob. The K or the C?
Clancy's here. Here.
Here.
Here.
Who else is excused?
Selena.
Okay.
Oh, she's here.
I'm excused.
There's 18 people.
Excused. Who? Oh, he's an ex officio. He doesn't count. She's ex officio. She doesn't count. Also, me. You don't get called on your ex officio. Count my voting numbers for me.
15, 16, 17, now 18.
Okay, perfect. Brian's here, John came in. We have 18 voting members present. Perfect. Gavin, do you have a question?
Oh, I thought you had a question.
Okay. So, if you're a candidate here, please sign in. Can you? Oh my god, again! If you could sign in with Debbie sometime during the meeting, or Debbie or Ian, do you want to go out and have them sign it? Ugly sounds. Okay. Before we get started, the SA celebrated a birthday recently, and that was yesterday, and that was Kat. So happy belated birthday to Kat. We got you cookies. Mainly, yeah. So we're going to sing happy birthday to her. Okay, on the count of three. Get ready, everyone. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear cat. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
That was a lot.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I hate. Whatever. Yeah, you can give your cookies out to people if people want cookies.
Cookies will be there if you guys want.
I tried to avoid nuts. Didn't know if there were allergies. So, please, if you have questions about what type of cookie is which, or if you are, can't do it, like, we'll try to figure out. Ooh, I think that solved it.
No,
it's
back.
Oh, kind of back.
Down.
Going again.
I'll keep going? Okay, wonderful. So we'll move into approval of the minutes. If everyone can take some time to start looking at the minutes and see if there's any corrections, Gavin, just let me know.
Fun times. That was funny.
I fucking
excuse.
strike from the record. I know, Masa.
Are there any amendments to the minutes? Seeing no amendments to the minutes, does someone have a motion to approve the minutes? Motion approved. Is there a second? There's been a second. Okay. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes for the September 12th meeting, please write your placard. Okay. All opposed? All abstaining? By a vote of 18-0-1, the minutes have been approved. Next, we'll move into open microphone.
We are now an open microphone. If any members of the community have something they'd like to say, please come up to that table in the middle. Okay, we will now be closing open microphone.
Okay, wonderful. So we'll move into announcements. Mariah is not here, so she's not able to update the assembly on the special projects funding, but I'll do that in her place. So on Tuesday, the executive committee approved $670 in special projects funding to the Lending Library for an event in collaboration with Thread, the Wardrobe, and Professional Fraternity Council to kind of provide a overall understanding of pre-professional resources at the university to provide free headshots and pre-professional clothing to students, as well as a resume review. That will be in requirement atrium, so we approved that. Is there anyone who dissents to us approving it? Really? So when we do special projects funding, there's the lowest tier, which is up to $499, that Mariah and I can approve by ourselves, and we just have to update the assembly. And if anyone disagrees, they're like, boo, and like we'll discuss and vote on it. Then there's like this mid-tier one where the executive committee approves it, which is like from $500 to like, I think, $1,499, in which the executive committee votes, and then we then verbally speak out to the assembly to say, here's what we did. And then all special projects funding requests above, I believe, $1,500 are in the form of a resolution. So this is like the mid-tier. So if anyone dissents to giving $670 to the Lending Library for their event, you may do so. For your information, it was passed unanimously through the executive committee. Seeing no dissent, we'll continue. Again, for the candidates, if you have not signed in to say you attended this meeting, please do so with Ian. Fall elections are wonderfully underway. We have seated two of the candidates because they are uncontested. Where are my two candidates? Tomas. Where? Oh, you can sit at the table. Yes. You're representative. Yeah, so give them a round of applause. They're uncontested. But in three other ways, three of these were what? AAP and LGBTQ. Get to know them, welcome them to the assembly after the meeting. It's going to be a short meeting, so stick around, chat with them. The other three, what? Do you want to introduce yourselves? Yeah, introduce yourselves.
Oh, there's a microphone.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to speak close to it.
That's
sorry.
Real close.
Yeah.
I'm Tomas. I'm the LGBTQ+ liaison at large. I'm a junior in arts and sciences, majoring in English with minors in Latino studies, animal science, and Spanish.
Mm. You want to go ahead? Yep. Yay. Wonderful. So welcome them to the assembly. Talk around. Make them feel included. In the other three elections, we have 14 candidates for the freshman representative, two candidates for the transfer seat, and two candidates for the arts and sciences seat. So those elections will be going on throughout the whole entire month. Voting starts October 2nd to October 4th. Next Thursday after the SA meeting will be our candidate forum, where you should all come and support all our potential future representatives because they deserve to have some support. And then we'll have new candidates soon. So the mandatory campaign meeting will commence at 6:30 p.m. in this room, but it's going to be a short meeting. So yeah, any other announcements or reports? Okay, we'll move into byline reports. Mariah's not here, so Kat will be presenting them for us. So just a brief thing of what these byline reports are and how we operate with them. So obviously this is a byline funding year in which our appropriations committee sees all of our byline organizations and approves a certain dollar amount that these organizations will be given of the student activity fee over a two-year period. So appropriations listens to the presentations and makes an initial recommendation, which you'll see in the report. There is a rationale of it with the vote total. Here, what happens is that the assembly will approve these amounts. You will approve the amount through a majority vote. If you believe that the organization does not deserve that amount of money, you can overturn the recommendation of appropriations committee with a two-thirds vote. Essentially, from there, if you overturn it, we'll move into what APSCOM does. We'll vote down from the highest, which is what the organization requests, to any recommendations through the lowest, to zero. And that's how it would go. So today, listen to the reports, ask questions. This is a very important process, so I do encourage the representatives to pay attention. Brian.
Historically, does the student assembly, or at least we experience, does the student assembly ever contest maybe the assembly by asking the reports and the assembly? What are those cases?
Yeah. So there's usually about one to two organizations every byline funding cycle, at least in the last funding cycle, that contested their recommendation. Typically, I've seen it most of the time, the organizations believe they deserve more money than what appropriations has given them. So 2 years ago, it was the organization known as the Women's Resource Center, now known as GJAC. They believe that they deserve their full allocation that they requested and came to the Student Assembly and presented why. The recommendation of Appropriations Committee was overturned and we went with the initial ask from GJAC, and then also in contention was the Cornell Cinema, in which they disagreed with their $0 funding amount, and that ultimately won, stayed at $0. So that's kind of how it happens. But you are welcome to ask questions. Kat and I were both at the Appropriations Committee meeting. Appropriations Committee members can certainly speak on, like, what the committee was feeling at the time. But really, it's what's in these reports that was the general sentiment of the room. So, yeah. Kat, go ahead.
So, first of all, it's you, which is Cornell University Emergency Medical Service. We have that in the packet, so take a look at the report just for a few minutes. So, ask how many of us award them full request amount, which is $4.30. This is mostly because they present more money because they want to implement a meal there, or to kind of volunteers or unable to do their meals when they're working. So, we want that to really justify but it increase. Also, laundry, they're pressing some money to do laundry because they had like never done that before and they're not looking for it. What was the other thing to do? One, not to 4:30. Any questions?
Seeing no questions, is there a motion to approve? So, there's been a motion to approve. There's been a second. All in favor of giving CU EMS the $4.30, please raise your placards or hands if you don't have a placard, unless you're ex officio.
Is this business with it?
Yeah, this is in it. Okay. Wait, you're ex officio. Jerry, you're ex officio, so you'll get the vote. Yeah, sorry. One, two. All against, and all abstaining. The vote is 18-0-1. So your EMS has been given $4.30.
Next, ISU National Student Union, next page, junior doctorate. So, I'm going to award them $4.30, which was the third funding requested. This is only because ISU does have a very great work, but they help, and also they rely on department funds, so they'll reach out to them to request funding. And like, there's also a pretty robust one that we want to really get pressure by allowing for that budget increase. However, they also said they're trying to host more events, so hopefully we'll see more both large scale and small scale events from ISU to promote international student conference events. Vote was 10-0-2, full round with 4:31.
Brian.
The Department of Budget said, obviously, no matter not being Do we know where that's going to go instead, or how do you still get that next time?
Any other questions? There's been a motion to vote. Is there a second? Is there a second? All in favor of approving $4.81 for International Students Union? All against? And all abstaining, by a vote of 18-0-1, International Students Union has been given $4.81. Now on to MGFC.
MGFC allows me to calculate the $4, so ACCOM voted to award $1, which is equal to the requested. The source for this today is the amount of votes on outreach. In that kind of sort of way, we have kind of low membership, so they said that they're going to use the budget to plan more outreach to reach more people on campus. $1.
Are there any questions? Brian?
Could someone speak to why you would refer people that vote against this budget?
So, I will also make note all votes of Appropriation Committee are secret, but if members are willing to disclose as to where the stances were, that's perfectly allowed. The rationale can be explained. It's just when they're in the voting period, they close their eyes and they raise their hands.
Yeah.
We can talk about the rationale. So I saw Gavin and Uche first. Anyone else on the speakers list? Lucas? Kiro? Perfect. Okay, Uche.
I think the problem is that people who voted it down sort of don't understand what MGFC does or can't do, so I don't think it should really take the time or that effort to get an understanding of how MGFC works or how effective it is. So it's like sort of this research on like what MGFC does and how they do. I think the fact that MGFC itself is a very small or the membership, the organizations that are under MGFC, like, we have small membership because they never had enough money to be able to plan outreach on the level that IFC can handle the conversation. So I think some of the problems that there were some surplus from previous years, the fact that the fact that the membership was so low, they were able to be able to use that money for like outreach research chapters. So, I think with this year, the amount of chapters that are increasing and the advisory community board, they definitely have their results. How they're going to make sure that they use the money effectively.
Great, thank you. Gavin?
I think another issue was the understanding of what outreach meant for traditional fraternities and sororities here on campus. Outreach is needed because all of you rush at one time and you all go to the houses in the center of the week and the process looks very different. For many multicultural fraternities and sororities, that's not the case. You usually only rush once, it's not even called a rush, and going online looks very different. So I think it would also be a tremendous understanding.
Great. Lucas?
Definitely. That is a part of the rationale for quite understanding how that, but just looking harder about it is simply that the increases of were obligated for not obligated quite match up with what they received in the past. So it was kind of with the surplus is the underlying effects and it didn't quite match up with
it. Okay, perfect. Brian.
Can someone speak to how IOC and NL are funded and how much money they get from that?
Yeah, I'll take that one. So IFC and Hellenic get their money through Chapter 2's process, and since they have a larger base of members, they have a larger budget. The exact budget, I don't know. Different department does. If you're curious, reach out to OSFL, I suppose. Anything else? Lucas?
What was the reason that we only have 11 votes?
Members left. Yeah. I believe, yeah, some members left during the meeting. There's been a motion vote. Is there a second? Oh, did you have... Yeah. Can you
speak like real close?
Does that answer your question? Okay, perfect. There's been a motion to vote. Is there a second? There's been a second. All in favor of giving Multicultural Greek and Fraternal Council $1, please raise your placard or hand. All against? All abstaining? By a vote of 18-0-1, $1 has been given to the Multicultural Greek and Fraternal Council. That is today's bylaw reports. As the process continues, we'll about have 2 to 3 of these reports every Thursday until the culmination of the end of the fall semester, in which we will see every of our bylaw organizations, the total of what that looks like, and then at the last meeting of our year, which you should mark your calendars down now, which will be December 10th. That is a Tuesday. It is outside of our normal meeting schedule, just because we had to accommodate the schedule, so please put that down. 4:45 to 6:30 in 401 PSB, that's December 10th. We will be putting that on, like, the more official calendar, but, like, that's there. Just have that note. That's the meeting we'll be voting on the final student activity fee. Blah, blah, blah. I had something else. Oh, well, that's fine. Oh, that's all I wanted to say. Brian. Yeah, we can do that. Improved reference. Also, the SAF is covered by financial aid. I want to dispel the rumor. I think some people misunderstand. It is covered by financial aid. So we probably, this is what Mariah says to our appropriations committee, we evaluate each organization independent of the whole entire running total. So every time we see an organization, we should think of it only as that and less so as the total SAF. Perfect. We'll strike that. Okay. We'll move into, who's not here? Oh, yeah, we're going to forego going into executive session today, so meeting has been adjourned. If, for the candidates, please again sign in with Debbie. The mandatory campaign meeting will begin right here at 6:30. End of meeting. Woohoo.
Wow, 5:09.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.